As the clock ticks down to Iowa's first-in-the-nation caucuses, Travis Fugere is waiting to find out if he'll get to join in. He's one of tens of thousands of Iowans barred from voting because of a past felony conviction. In November, Fugere applied to the governor to get his voting rights restored. But IPR's Katarina Sestaric reports it's not clear if he and other recent applicants will get approved in time to caucus on February 3rd.
Iowa's felon voting ban has kept Fugere away from voting booths and caucus sites for more than a decade.
It feels like I don't have a voice. I'm a taxpaying citizen, but yet what I think doesn't get counted. I feel like maybe second class.
A 2008 drug conviction landed Fugere in prison for a little less than 2 years. Now he's a fast food restaurant manager in Waukee. He's a recovery group leader at his church, and he's been sober for 12 years.
I've paid my dues. I served my time. Fines are paid. I should be a citizen again. And hopefully I will be soon.
Iowa is the only state in the nation that still bans all people with felony convictions from voting forever, unless they appeal to Governor Kim Reynolds. She supports restoring voting rights to felons and proposed amending the Constitution to do that, but the effort stalled in the Iowa Senate. The NAACP, the ACLU, and Democrats have called on Reynolds, a Republican, to take executive action to restore voting rights immediately. Reynolds has declined, citing her predecessor's reversal of a similar order.
I believe that we need a permanent solution. The going back and forth, I don't think, helps anybody. It adds to the confusion.
In the meantime, Reynolds has simplified the process for individuals to get their voting rights restored through her office. She also set a goal of approving the applications within a month of receiving them. But that's not happening.
What we have found is that it's taking people anywhere from 4 to 6 months.
Ashley Caldwell is a lead organizer with Restore Your Vote, a group helping Iowans with felony convictions get their voting rights back.
A lot of the people that are just now submitting, if the governor's office continues to take as long as it has been, definitely won't be restored by caucus time, but hopefully should be by the time of the election in November.
It turns out the longer wait times are caused by a backlog of applications at the Iowa Division of Criminal Investigation, or DCI. The governor's office sends voting rights applications to investigators to make sure they're accurate. DCI Assistant Director Mitch Mortfit says the agency got a huge influx in 2019.
In past years, we've averaged, I believe, in the low 60s as far as total application for the entire calendar year. And this year, we're well into the hundreds. So, I mean, the time commitment has been substantially increased as far as what it takes on our end. So the turnaround time has slowed down.
Mortfit says about 5 employees are involved in checking voting rights applications, and he gives final approval. But they all have other responsibilities.
It's not that voting right restoration clemencies is any one person's full-time job. And with the influx that we've had this year, it probably almost could be.
In an interview with Iowa Public Radio, Governor Reynolds said the increase shows the simplified application is working.
We were doing fine for a while, but we are behind now, so I'm not going to say that we're not, but we're doing everything we can, especially with, you know, an election coming up. We want to make sure that they, if they're entitled to vote, we give them that opportunity.
But a recent move by the Department of Corrections could make the delays worse. Iowans leaving prison or supervision are now getting a mostly complete voting rights application on their way out. That could add a few thousand more applicants in the months before the November election. Here's Mortfit.
I can't even begin to imagine what that's gonna do to us and you know, the turnaround time for the applications and the applicants.
Reynolds rejected the idea that more applications from returning citizens would slow down the approval process. But Ashley Caldwell of Restore Your Vote thinks the state needs to make some changes to handle more applications.
A lot of people get really discouraged, and some of them don't think that their rights are going to be restored and that they're just being ignored by the governor's office because it's taking so long and they haven't heard anything.
This is just one of several issues related to Iowa's policy of banning all felons from voting. The Des Moines Register found people with no felony convictions had their ballots wrongly rejected. And some Iowans who had their rights restored were still on the state's flawed list of people who aren't allowed to vote. Fugere holds out hope that this will all change. But for now, he just wants to caucus and vote in 2020.
I would be excited to, again.
I'm Katarina Sestaric, Iowa Public Radio News.